everyone. Welcome to another Aquila Group of Funds podcast. I'm your host, Candace Rowan. Joining me today is Jeff Hanna, Portfolio Manager of Aquila Narragansett Tax-Free Income Fund. In this podcast, we'll cover Rhode Island's economy, the muni market, the Biden administration's spending plans, and interest rates. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with an update on Rhode Island's economy. How has revenue fared over the past year through the pandemic?
Actually, despite the drop in tourism, and that's, include casino revenue, et cetera, Rhode Island revenue actually has fared a little better than expected. You know, despite all the things that are going on, what we saw is revenues have actually come in above expectations, downward revised expectations. But, the other side of that is expenses have been below expectations as well. So, you've kind of seen a shrinkage, if you will, on both sides of revenue expenses, but relative to each other has actually narrowed the gap a little bit. And part of that also, we still have a large budget deficit, but that deficit actually has been cut rather considerably from what was projected about 6 months ago.
Thanks, Jeff. Looking back at the municipal market over the past year, where have you seen the most recovery?
Well, I mean, I think where you've seen recovery clearly from the tightening spreads really across the board in municipals, but particularly on the lower credits, on the high-yield municipals, but in the lower-rated investment-grade credits. So you have seen, when you saw the initial downgrades or concerns regarding things as far as transportation, hospitals, convention centers, airports, and then it kind of moved on to colleges and universities. A lot of those have all bounced back. I could say specifically in Rhode Island, we saw the airports really come back rather nicely. Hospitals came back nicely as well. The convention center actually has held up fairly well also. Part of that is the fact that you do have, in Rhode Island, you have Care New England and Lifespan, which are the kind of the two largest healthcare providers coming together in the process of having an agreement and merging together along with Brown University. So between the three of them, they're looking at putting together an agreement to have one healthcare provider, but also provide some additional teaching facility, if you will, for students at Brown University. In addition, I think, with everything going on, certainly the American Rescue Plan that's out here, clearly there's funding now expected for states and municipalities. So that should help, as well as increased vaccines that we're seeing across the country. And those numbers continuing to go up and more people getting the vaccine, and certainly has helped in this municipal market as well as most markets. With respect to the Care New England Lifespan situation, and certainly I speak specifically to Lifespan, elective surgeries coming back here. I mean, I would say Rhode Island was fairly early in getting back on that. It was in end of the summer, early fall last year in 2020, where elective surgeries were back. So that certainly has helped revenue and gotten, certainly the hospitals in better shape. And we've seen that through the tightening of spreads.
Jeff, you mentioned the American Rescue Plan. We've seen quite a bit of spending proposed by the Biden administration this year. That was the sixth policy response to COVID-19. Congress is currently weighing the $2 trillion American Jobs Plan, and we expect the American Family Plan to be proposed in the coming weeks. How do you see all of this government spending coming together and impacting the municipal market across the nation and at home in Rhode Island?
Yeah, well, what you have is clearly a lot of stimulus. No matter how you look at it or whatever, however you want to call it, it's all stimulus. And that's, stimulus, again, given the situation we've been in, is good. We just have to be careful about having too much. As you may recall, the Federal Reserve kind of came in, became the backstop, provided pretty much everything it could to keep the markets moving and giving people hope that things were going to turn around. And now you see the fiscal side of the house coming into play. Now, certainly they were in earlier during the pandemic, but now you're seeing continued plans coming forward. You know, from the standpoint of what that's going to mean for the municipal market, you know, just what we've seen, help coming to the cities and towns and states, that certainly will help from a credit standpoint. And, we have seen credit quality, not really deteriorate all that much, and this certainly will help. This will help, cities and towns and states perhaps, with budgets, healthcare, education, a number of programs within the state or states, and particularly in Rhode Island. Clearly there's, a lot going on here. Rhode Island certainly will be a beneficiary of this stimulus and additional funds. So I think from that standpoint, it'll kind of keep things moving along. But municipal markets are certainly going to be beneficiaries, and you'll see spreads remaining fairly tight in here.
Let's talk about interest rates. Investors are certainly watching interest rates closely and thinking about inflation. Today is Tuesday, April 27th. At the end of last week, the 10-year yield was around 1.5%, falling almost 5% over the past month, but it was up 70% for the year. What are your expectations for the next several quarters around rates, inflation, Fed policy, and how do you have the portfolio currently positioned?
Sure. So from that standpoint, we just finished talking about what's going on here with the stimulus. So normally what that stimulus means is additional government borrowing. So in and of itself, that would put pressure on rates to push rates higher. And clearly that may be the case, particularly given the amount of money we're talking. Again, it's still a negotiation, right? So we don't know what that final number is going to be, but it's certainly going to be, considerable. And, that additional stimulus borrowing is puts increasing pressure on rates. And in inflation, obviously, too many dollars chasing too few goods. That could push up rates as well. Again, inflationary expectations are what drives interest rates. You've seen the steepening of the yield curve. More recently, you've seen some flattening, so rates coming down a little bit. But, my view is that, you were going to start see rates moving up a little bit. And, again, it's going to come out in bits and pieces as some this stimulus plan unfolds, or these plans unfold, and we're going to start to see more impact here, I think, overall on interest rates as a result of that. With respect to the fund itself, how's that been positioned? Well, along those lines, I've really kept a fair amount of cash, or less sensitive, to interest rate changes to take advantage of rising interest rates or steepening yield curve. So as the yield curve moves up, and we're a little less interest rate sensitive, we look to add, bonds a little bit further out, pick up some additional yield, which you can do by moving out the curve a little bit while keeping the portfolio positioned kind of right where we want it. And, within a range, certainly within a range, we're probably at the lower end of that range right now. So it gives us a little more flexibility should rates start to move a little bit higher.
Thank you, Jeff. As always, it was a pleasure having you today. I appreciate all of your insight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The opinions shared are those of the portfolio managers and do not necessarily reflect those of the advisor or sub-advisor of the fund. Before investing in a fund, carefully read about and consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information found in the fund prospectus. The prospectus is available from your financial advisor when you visit aquilafunds.com or call 800-437-1020. Information regarding holdings is subject to change and is not necessarily representative of the entire portfolio. Mutual fund investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible. Investments in bonds may decline in value due to rising interest rates, a real or perceived decline in the credit quality of the issuer, borrower, counterparty, or collateral, adverse tax or legislative changes, court decisions, market or economic conditions. Fund performance could be more volatile than that of funds with greater geographic diversification. The fund seeks to provide a high level of income exempt from state and federal income tax, as is consistent with capital preservation. Past performance does not guarantee future results. For certain investors, some dividends may be subject to federal and state income taxes, including the alternative minimum tax referred to as AMT. Please consult your tax professional. Independent rating services such as Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch assign ratings, which generally range from AAA highest to D lowest, to indicate the creditworthiness of underlying bonds in the portfolio. Where the independent rating services differ in the rating fee assigned to an issue or do not provide a rating for an issue, the highest available rating is used in calculating allocations by rating. Pre-refunded or escrowed bonds are issued to retire or regain an outstanding bond issue at a specific call date. Until the call date, the proceeds of the bond issuance are typically placed in a trust and invested in the U.S. Treasury bonds or state and local government securities. Modified and effective duration both measure the value of a security in response to a change in interest rates. Effective duration also takes into account the effect of embedded options. The weighted average life, also referred to as weighted average maturity, is a reflection of the quickness with which the principal of an issue is expected to be paid. A credit spread is a difference in yield between two bonds of similar maturity but different credit quality. Taxable equivalent yield is the return that is required on a taxable investment to make it equal to the return on a tax-exempt investment. For certain investors, net investment income tax, known as NIIT, may apply. NIIT is a 3.8% tax established by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act that applies to the lesser of the net investment income or a taxpayer's modified adjusted gross income above an applicable threshold amount. The acronym PERS, P-E-R-S, stands for Public Employee Retirement System. The acronym PERA, P-E-R-A, stands for Public Employees Retirement Association. CARES Act stands for Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Yield refers to the earnings generated and realized on an investment over a specific period. Yield refers to the earnings generated and realized on an investment over a specific period. Yield is expressed as a percentage based on the invested amount, current market value, or face value of the security and includes the interest earned or dividends received from holding a particular security. The yield ratio represents the comparison of the expected yield of one bond to the expected yield of another. The yield ratio is important when deciding whether to invest in one bond or another. Generally, the higher yield is considered better.